Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Charmaine Langford. Happy New Year! Happy, happy, happy New Year to everyone. Thank God we made it to 2014. This is Keeping It Real with Charmaine, and this is my first show of 2014. Tonight's show is going to be a little different. It's only going to be 15 minutes because I'm going to do some poetry reading, and I'm going to do it solo, so I hope you guys enjoy. Before I get into the show, I want to, of course, thank the Lord for another day, another year, another week. My sister from another mister, Diane Nicholson, has given me an acronym to live by, and it's FROG. F-R-O-G means fully rely on God, and that is the motto that I'm living in 2014. I left all of the drama and negativity when the clock hit midnight and 2014 rolled in, a new Charmaine rolled in with the new year. So I'm thinking positive, I'm praying more, I'm a lot calmer, I don't let things bother me as much, because in the end it doesn't really matter anyway. You know, negative people and pettiness, it doesn't pay your bills, it only gets you upset, so it's not worth it. So Diane, thank you for that acronym. I live by it every day now, and I'm willing to pass it on to anyone else who wants it. FROG, F-R-O-G, fully rely on God. Okay, before I get into the show, I want to touch on a couple of things. The weather here, not just here, but all over the country, has been brutal lately. The very unfortunate news is that a homeless man in Washington, D.C. area actually froze to death. Even the newscaster was literally crying on the air because the merchants in the area had seen him just the night before, and they had given him hot coffee, but he refused to go to a shelter. So I don't know what's in the mindset of a person who is homeless and they're facing the elements where they don't want to go to a shelter, but if you happen upon one and if you're in a position to take them to a shelter, please do. A lot of them may have mental health issues and they're not even aware of how cold it's going to be, but that poor man froze to death, and I didn't even know him, but my heart went out to him. I can't imagine freezing to death. So we got to keep our homeless people in prayer, everyone, and we got to help our fellow man. Okay, so sorry about this. Tonight's show is going to be about poetry, and the reason why I love poetry so much is because when I was younger, I was very, very shy. I mean, I am like the most walk up to you, talk to anyone, bold, you know, comedian. I'm just Miss Personality. But when I was younger, I was very shy, very introverted. Even when my relatives would come over to visit, I would go in the bedroom, and as a result of that, I began to write things down. So along with that came a journal, which I kept until I was, God, 30-something years old, and a lot of poetry, a lot of song lyrics. So tonight's show is going to be dedicated to about three poems that I wrote. But first, I want to do some shout-outs, and I have a little list here. The first one is to a very new friend of mine. He's on Twitter. His name is John, and he's from Scotland. I posted a video this morning of one of my favorite clips from Don Giovanni, my favorite opera, and I got a message from him saying that he was a fellow fan also. So he and I have become opera friends on Twitter. So, hey, John in Scotland, here's a shout-out for you. The next one is to my friend Monica, who's also on Twitter. Monica lives in Spain, and it's about 1 o'clock in the morning there right now. She wanted to listen to the show, but she's going to go to bed, and she's going to click on the link and listen to it tomorrow. So, hey, Monica. Monica's very friendly, very kind, no drama, always has something nice to say, so I definitely want to shout her out. My next shout-out is to Melissa Chapman. Hey, Melissa. She was on a previous show when we did the Scott Brothers holiday shout-out, and she's suffering a cold right now. She wanted to come on and read a couple of poems, but she was afraid she'd be coughing too much. So I'm definitely going to have another talent showcase, and she's more than welcome to call in and read her poems at that time. So, Melissa, I hope you feel better, dear. Next, I would like to shout out my friend Laurice. Laurice has a cat. She has 4 cats, and her beloved cat, Fat Boy, is under the weather. He's not doing good right now, and she sent me a message earlier. So I'm really praying for him, and I'm praying for her because she loves her furry babies. She loves them just like I love Jacob and Geneva. So if anybody's listening who is an animal lover, which I'm 99% sure everybody is on here, please keep Lori's and her beautiful furry son, Fat Boy, in your prayers. He's only 12 years old, and we're not ready to let him go yet. So I love you, sister, and I love you, Fat Boy. You're my little furry nephew, and I pray you're doing fine. Last but not least, I want to shout out my furry niece, Ona Viola. Ona is my sister from another mister's dog, and Ona is also going through some health issues, but she's doing better, and I truly believe that prayer, along with the proper medication, will have Ona around longer than we think. So, Ona, if you're listening, I love you so much. There's something about you, sweetheart, and I know I'm talking to a dog. I don't care. You are my heart. You are so sweet and such a diva and such a fighter, and Aunt Charmaine sends you a big old belly rub. One more shout-out to my friend Tamara, who's listening. She's one of my Facebook friends, and she's, I don't know if she's shy, doesn't want to call in, but she always listens, so thank you for your support, Tamara. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read three poems here tonight. I'm going to start with one that I memorized. I wrote it in 2001, and it's called 13 Painful Lines. And the reason why I wrote this poem was because at that time I was involved with someone who was, let's say, separated from his, significant other. And we started a relationship, and right in the middle she came back and she wanted him back, and I stepped aside. I will not fight for a man, not fight over a man, and, you know, if they're meant to be, then let them be together. But in the meantime, I got hurt. So I wrote this poem. It's called 13 Painful Lines, and here it is. The optimistic heart that once adored you now beats to a painful indifference as it realizes with defeat and gloom that my name is invisible in your plan and that there will never be a right time for us. The lips that longed to taste your skin will now only dine on salted tears. The legs that ache to welcome you between them are now clenched stubbornly. So much time wasted, yet you were never a waste of time. And because I've never loved this way before, I care not to ever again. Everyone, I had to really fight back tears because that poem brings back a lot of memories. It's like you were so set on a future with this person, and then all of a sudden you realize it's not going to happen. What do you do with all the love that you've gained for that person? What do you do with it? So when I wrote that poem, I had all this love inside for this friend, and I really wish him the best of luck. We're still friends. We talk occasionally, but like I said, I'm not one to fight over a man or fight for a man. If it's meant to be, it will definitely happen. So that's one of my favorite poems. I wrote a silly poem at Christmas time for my buddy Jonathan Silver Scott. It's a comedic poem, so here goes. It's called Christmas Wishful Thinking. I know he laughed when he read this. Here it is. On Christmas Day, I opened my eyes, a note from Santa, enjoy your surprise. I blink my eyes and look around. From the kitchen, I hear a sound. Could be the cats, I think to myself, or maybe even a real-life elf. Showered and dressed, I go to explore. Slightly ajar is my front door. In my kitchen, looking so hot, I'll be damned, it's Jonathan Scott. I rub my eyes as if in a dream. He's made us hot cocoa with whipped cream. Mouth agape, not sure what to say. He says, you have me here all day. Sipping our cocoa with the TV on, enjoying a Property Brothers marathon. Sorry. He thanks me for being his number one fan. I tell him he's still my favorite man. I'm trying not to laugh. Time flies so fast when you're having fun. Jonathan Scott has got to run. I thank him for spending the day with me. I need nothing else under my tree. The end. And then I said, oh, please. Do you think if Jonathan was at my house for a whole day, I'd be watching TV? I think not. Ha, ha, ha. That was a little comedic poem that I wrote for Christmas. Usually when I write poetry, they don't rhyme. And for me, poetry is just what you feel. They don't have to rhyme. If they rhyme, that's great. If not, I'm a freestyle poet. Whatever I feel, I write it. I wanted to write one for my brother, but I didn't think I could hold it together on the air. But I will say a few words about him before I end this show in a few minutes. Now, this poem here may make your toes curl a little bit. I didn't title this poem, but it's about a young lady who is in love with a man. I say it again, I love writing poems about love. She's in love with a man, but he's not there all the time. He's pretty much working a lot, or she sees him every now and then, but her heart belongs to him, and she's willing to take whatever little piece of him that she can get just to say that she has him. So here it goes. Okay. Dissolving into your arms again, the solid arms that have caressed many, welding my scent into your skin, willingly accepting tiny doses of your affection, ears not wanting to hear you say, but I can promise you nothing, foolishly devouring you, your body of steel, your voice persuading me, melting me, melting me, until I beg to be your supple clay, knowing there is no wind for me, knowing this is all it will ever be. Wow. I'm speechless. Wow, that's a powerful poem, and it's a lot to it, and I wrote it back in August, and I'm glad I still have it. And I really enjoy writing it. I'm one to let my feelings out through words. So that was one of my very deep poems right there. And I can understand, in a way, there's some women or even some men that they'll take just a part of a person just to have them in their life. But in actuality, it's not fair. I think that everyone deserves a man or woman of their own who can give them their free time. But the woman in this poem was just, you know, she loves this guy so much until she's willing to take just a piece of him. So I had to write as a ghostwriter on her behalf. Okay, I'm going to wrap things up pretty quickly, but I did want to say a few words about my brother. It's not a poem. It's just things I remember about him. We all know he passed away in 2009, and he's been on my mind every day. And, Tony, I know you're in heaven listening, and this isn't a poem, but I just remember all the fun we had as teenagers and as kids. My brother was 2 years younger than I was, and to him, I was the world. I was his everything. He thought that Perk could do no wrong. He thought that Perk could do everything. He was my shadow. My girlfriends growing up were like his big sisters. They all knew that he was, you know, always standing by my side, always hanging out with me. And we had so much fun. We would go down to the Warner Theater. There's a theater here in Washington, D.C. called the Warner Theater. And at that time, the back door to the stage was a side door, but it was a back door, but it was unlocked during the daytime. And I remember one time we snuck up and we saw Grace Jones going into the shower in her dressing room, and there was a gorilla outfit hanging up. For all of you all who don't know, Grace Jones is a very flamboyant singer. So, Tony, that thought crossed my mind today, dear, and I miss you terribly, and I'm going to write a poem. All right, I'm going to wrap things up. This is a very nice, intimate show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm going to do a full show next Sunday, 6:30, and I'm 99.9% sure I'm going to do it on living with HIV and AIDS. I'm going to talk to some people who are diagnosed with it, and they want to tell me how it is to live with it. So everyone have a blessed week. Thanks for listening. This is Charmaine signing off. Good night.